U.S. greater than Al Jazeera strongly denies documentary as inaccurate and misleading. In press release, World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us. World of Buzz Al Jazeera strongly denies documentary as inaccurate and misleading. In press release news. Recipe for disaster, annual haze could cause more problems as COVID-19 still looms. Al Jazeera strongly denies documentary as inaccurate and misleading, in press release. San Francisco introduces an act to stop Karens from being racists. Fret not Malaysians, for the salmon and coffee pairing is just a joke. Strong evidence suggests mothers can transmit virus to newborns. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. Meet the woman who quit her corporate job before MCO to start an online jewelry shop. Meet the young Malaysian florist who crafts stories using flowers. Meet Rashida, the talented Malaysian who reports news in Mandarin. 11 things that only interns will relate to during their internship journey. This pet shelter is selling homemade pet treats to support the Furkids' medical bills. People Features Lifestyle, Desaru Water Theme Park reopens with a buy one free one ticket promotion. Fireflies Dance Alone as annual festival in Japan gets cancelled due to COVID-19. Looking for a relaxing staycation near KL? This hotel might be for you. You can now make your own steamboat with Family Mart's DIY combo. Wab tries, we bought a pan of fudgy brownies for only ₹50 and it was so worth it. Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture. Glee star, Naya Rivera presumed drowned after four-year-old son found drifting alone in boat. Have you ever wondered why you can't stop eating popcorn during a movie? Here's why. This cinema in Terengganu doesn't allow men and women to sit together and here's why. Want a calming, aesthetic, plant-filled Instagram feed? Follow these four accounts. Here's why Kanye West would be a way better president than Donald Trump. Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion. Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup, Ratatouille makes wonton mee. Black lives in Malaysia, what is racism like for you? One Malaysia plays, left 4 dead 2. Chup, more Malaysians infected with dengue than COVID-19? Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Over the last weekend, Al Jazeera has received a lot of flack and criticism over a documentary on Malaysia's management of illegal foreign migrant workers during the COVID-19 crisis. Malaysian netizens have since bombarded Al Jazeera's pages asking them to take down the video among other things. Finally, on the 9th of July, Al Jazeera released a press statement. Al Jazeera denies documentary as inaccurate, misleading and unfair. Al Jazeera has serious concerns about developments that have occurred in Malaysia since the broadcast of its 101 East investigative documentary, Locked Up in Malaysia's Lockdown, on July 3, 2020. The documentary looked at why Malaysia's illegal foreign migrant workers are at risk in the time of COVID-19. Malaysian officials have criticized the documentary as being inaccurate, misleading and unfair. Al Jazeera strongly refutes these charges and stands by the professionalism, quality and impartiality of its journalism. They backed up the previous statement by saying, the 101 East documentary strand has a reputation for producing in-depth journalism of the highest quality. Many of its programs have been internationally recognized with prestigious awards from across the globe. The documentary holds different opinions and experiences from a wide range of people. The media network mentioned that the episode, Locked Up in Malaysia's Lockdown, contains the views and experiences of a wide range of people from different backgrounds, including a well-respected Malaysian doctor and Malaysian relief worker on the front lines. They also said that they clearly acknowledge in the film that Malaysia's COVID-19 response has successfully contained the spread of the virus. The program also clearly shows the humanitarian efforts made by Malaysian organizations which provide direct assistance to migrants in need. They also stated that the episode does not contain the personal opinions of any Al Jazeera staff. The government denied all requests for interviews. They then explained that Al Jazeera has repeatedly asked to obtain the government's view by requesting interviews with a number of senior government ministers and officials. Those requests for interviews were not accepted. In addition to that, they also wanted to attend the defense minister's press conferences but were told only state media could attend. Despite the government's refusal to be interviewed, they still included comments made by the defense minister at two press conferences. The documentary captured events, including immigration raids, as they unfolded in real time in Malaysia. These events were also widely reported by many other media outlets, both domestically and internationally. Al Jazeera staff now under police investigation and intense online harassment. Al Jazeera is deeply concerned that its staff are now subject to a police investigation. Charging journalists for doing their jobs is not the action of a democracy that values free speech. Journalism is not a crime. The Qatari Media Network also mentioned that they are deeply concerned as some staffs were harassed online by netizens in the form of abusive messages and death threats. Not only that, but personal details of both current and former staffs were also dug up and published online, thus, exposing them to danger. The interviewees in the documentary were subjected to the same fate as well. In response to the online harassment, they say, "People should feel free to speak with the media and express their views without the fear that they could be targeted." In a world in which the media face increasing threats, Al Jazeera calls for media freedom and the right to report freely without intimidation. Al Jazeera says they are prepared to host a representative of the Malaysian government. "We call upon the Malaysian authorities to desist from initiating any criminal investigation into its professional, impartial journalism." The media network expressed that they are prepared to host a representative of the Malaysian government to respond to the matters raised in the documentary. Now that Al Jazeera has spoken up, what do you think about this? Let us know. Also read, 7 updates Malaysians should know about the Al Jazeera controversy.
Source:
Twitter source, YouTube source, TV3 source, YouTube share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.